Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:34. The other conversation that I've been meaning to have and try to really understand is the GameStop events. Is it a watershed moment? Does this signal a difference in how investors are behaving? Joining us on the line, Deputy Chair of SASFIN, David Shapiro. David, good morning to you. First of all, I just want on behalf of Chai FM and of course coming from me, wish you a long life on the recent passing of your brother.
Hi, Howard. Thank you. Thanks very much for that. Yeah, it's been a tough period. I think everybody's going through a very, very tough period at the moment. I think all families have been touched by this.
Yeah.
And it's just very sad that we lost our brother, never believing that it was really going to happen. But, you know, wonderful memories with him. He was a super person and just very sad for all of us. But thank you.
Indeed, absolutely horrific. One of the terrible stories around this whole pandemic. Just shifting a little bit, and now talking about this global investing event. To me, it strikes me as being a watershed moment because all of a sudden we've got this sudden power and impact of the individuals, maybe of people who haven't traditionally gotten involved. Give us a bit of a synopsis for those of us who are seeing the story but are not really understanding it.
You know, markets being what they are, have kind of moved on already, but it's going to be discussed for a long time, and certainly the authorities are going to get involved. And trying to put it in context, because there are so, you know, in any market, there are so many different moving parts, and to try and put it into a easy-to-understand soundbite can become very difficult. But Robin Hood, which is a site, an online trading site, was really developed to help men in the street. I don't know how to explain it. I don't want to call it poor people, but people entering the market for the first time would be a nice way of describing it. Give them a platform or a mechanism to get involved with the market. And I'll talk about this in another way as well. Yesterday I celebrated 49 years on the market. So I'm entering my 50th year on the JSE, and I've seen a lot in that time. And, you know, I've got a lot to say. But where I think it's a watershed and where this Robin Hood was well-placed, it was to make investment easy for people coming in for the first time. In other words, an easy entry, the same as using e-commerce or for the first time or anything like that. And what happened, though, it's kind of developed to a point where it developed chat room. Now, back in my day, when you were buying shares, this was the day when there wasn't any sophistication or sophisticated way of transmitting share prices to the public. You either had to listen to the radio or buy the newspaper, or you would come to our offices or a bank's offices and look at what in America they used to call the ticker tape. You know what I mean? In other words, your prices were captured on the floor of the stock exchange and transmitted by Telec onto a ticker tape, and you would see how your shares were doing, not like we have today where you just get it. So you have chat rooms all the time where people then talk about shares. And they had picked up, to come to the modern story, they had picked up these private investors with all their chat rooms, and I don't want to go too much into them because sometimes these chat rooms are overtaken by gamers, you know, people who are trying to manipulate the story a little. But nevertheless, GameStop was a video distributor in the old-fashioned way, and it lost its way. But there were investments being made by a turnaround artist who wanted to change GameStop into an e-commerce site or an e-commerce business for gaming. And that attracted the attention of a man in the street. And then what happened is, as with any market, the short sellers come in. You know, because when they started to see the share price going up, a little out of line with what would be called the fundamental value, the short sellers start to come in, the hedges, you know, who say, okay, this share is running too fast, it's going to fall, let's go short. Short, in simple language, is selling something that you haven't got with a view of buying it later at maybe a lower price. And I don't want to go into the way that it's done, but that's all. You sell a share that you haven't got, hoping that the share price falls, and you buy it back. And then, so this whole thing developed into a fight, almost a class war between the haves and the haven'ts. You know, those that have got and the haves and the have-nots. The haves being the sophisticated hedge fund traders, Wall Street, the establishment, and the have-nots who are these private clients or main street investors. And that's really how this thing developed. But it developed into a very ugly way, where the short sellers were being squeezed because more and more people got together to push the share price higher. And, of course, you then bring in the sophisticated markets, the options markets and the derivative markets, and all kinds of distortions developed that, you know, led to this. But all the risk management systems fell apart because they weren't used to it.
Right.
How they weren't ready for this kind of volume.
So was it about the volume? Was it about the, in inverted commas, irrationality of the decisions supporting a company where the fundamentals were absolutely appalling? Was it a social war? I'm still trying to figure out in my mind what this is actually about.
We don't really know. We don't know. Because I think it's been captured by, I would say, you know, in my view, it's been captured by dark forces. I'm on the side of the man in the street.
Right.
You know, all the years that I've been on the market, I've always valued the man in the street. You know, those clients who've phoned me up and have done a little bit of research and want to buy a share and so on. It's always been where my passion in the market lay. So I understand, and I've always said to young people wanting to come into the market for the first time, don't buy a unit trust. Don't buy sophisticated. Buy a company.
Engage in it, absolutely.
Engage in the company. Learn about the
absolutely
company.
Absolutely right.
You know what I mean? Buy Vodacom. Learn how they develop their strategy. You know, understand the account that they publish. Read through the accounts. You'll get so much understanding of how the economy is operating from reading those. You know, go into a bank, buy a bank or buy any of these businesses and understand how they operate. And that will give you a much better understanding than trying to buy some of these very sophisticated programs, you know. Or whenever we get interns and young people who are coming out of varsity who have done their degrees and so on, they always want to become traders. You know, I want to become a derivative trader. I say, you can't do that until you understand the fundamentals, you know, until you've laid the foundations of understanding how an economy works and how businesses work.
So we've had this whole dangerous thing happening where people are speculating on a market. It totally throws off the system. But then yesterday, or it was maybe the day before, that all of a sudden we start to see this movement heading towards the commodities, silver, for example. Now, I mean, having been a commodity trader for a number of years, for 15 years, the most dangerous thing. I knew, for example, that chrome prices were going to fall when somebody would call me and say, look, my daughter can get access to chrome. What do you think? Should she? And should? And then I would call my guys in and say, we're going short on the market because chrome is not something that you just speculate with. It's used for stainless steel production. It's used, and you've got to look at the market. What's going to be happening longer term with electricity prices, with production, etc. So when somebody's daughter is getting involved, then you know you're in big trouble. And that's what it kind of reminded me of yesterday with silver.
Exactly. And that's when you start to say, listen, you boys, you're pushing it. You know, you are fine buying GameStop or AMC or trying to find these small businesses that are going to turn around. You know, that's fine. But once you get into commodity markets, market, as the Hunt brothers learned when they tried to corner the silver market many years ago. There's a famous story of Jay Gould in, I think, the 1860s or somewhere around there, who tried to corner the gold market. Then you know you're getting into kind of markets that are going to be, it's going to end in tears
for sure.
a lot of issues. And already the silver price is coming down, you know, and you haven't got that kind of money. You know, Howard, where the disconnect between the man in the street, the kind of investor who buys shares or single stocks, and Wall Street is, there has been a big disconnect, and it's a long story. But if we consider markets today, the Wall Street and most, even our market, it's run by computers. You know, there's a huge element of trading, a huge amount of money behind it, sophisticated program. You know, what people here who may be listening to the show don't understand is that there are computers in London or all over the world that automatically trade on our market. And the algorithms there, they dictate what they buy and sell. They're looking for small gaps. They work on those gaps. And anybody watching the market, as I do, you know, you see your screen flashing all the time. You know that baskets are being bought and sold. So there is that disconnect, you know, and the claims that they make about, you know, us and the establishment is true. You know, it has been taken over by these very sophisticated people.
So what you're saying really is that a shift was needed. Whether it needed to be this or not is a different story, but a shift was in order.
Yes, and if they need someone to lead the revolution, I'm going to put my hand up.
All right, so I'm going to put your name forward then as a leader of this new revolution.
I say that, Howard, because even before this happened, we've seen a lot of delistings on the JSE, smaller companies leaving. And the reason is that they've been totally neglected. You know, they've been totally neglected because all the money goes into exchange-traded funds, into unit trusts, into products, into what we call passive investments, which are baskets of investments. And very little attention is given to some of those smaller businesses. And those businesses, you know, the stock exchange was started. I mean, you can go back to the days where it was in a coffee shop in London, or I think it might have even, the stock markets might have even started in Holland, you know, when ships went out on ventures to the east. And you know, from then, it gave you a chance to raise money, raise risk money, you know, rather than borrowing money.
So it was about real business and building real business. But David, unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Fascinating conversation, and one that that we do need to continue. No doubt, need to watch the space. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us and giving us some insight into what is happening at the moment in the markets. It is 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.